Title: 1BarFX Motifs for Identity Advanced. Alright, let's build a 1BarFX motif that works like an identity stamp in drum and bass. Not a random whoosh library moment, not a big riser every time, but a tight, repeatable, 1-bar signature that you can drop across the entire arrangement and it still feels intentional. Think of it like an audio logo. It's small, it's consistent, and it's recognizable even when it's quiet. In 170 to 176 BPM music, that's powerful because the mix is busy and fast. The motif becomes the thing that stitches phrases together and makes the track feel like it has its own language. We're going to build three layers, each exactly 1 bar long. First, an air motif, a top layer rhythmic noise that dances with your hats. Second, an impact motif, a transient plus a tiny tonal tag that marks the bar line. Third, a tail motif, a controlled reverb and delay ghost that adds space without turning your drop into soup. Then we'll wrap it into a group with macros so you can create variations without losing the core identity. Step 0. Set up the session so this is repeatable. Set your tempo to 174 BPM as a starting point. Make a 1-bar loop region in arrangement or session. Create 3 audio tracks named FX Adar, FX Impact, and FX Tail. Select all 3, group them, and name the group FX Motif. Here's the mindset I want you in from the start. Motifs have to survive repetition. If it's impressive once but annoying by bar 16, it's not a motif, it's just a fill. We want small and consistent. Now step 1. The air motif, rhythmic noise with groove. You can build this quickly with a synth, because it's controllable and easy to lock to the grid. Create a MIDI track called AIR Noise and drop operator on it. In operator, set oscillator to white noise. Turn the filter on. Choose a high pass 24 dB slope. And set the frequency somewhere around 5 kHz as a starting point. Anywhere from 3.5 to 7 kHz is fair game, depending on how bright your hats already are. Bring the resonance up a bit, roughly 0.4 to 0.65, so it has a bit of personality. Now shape the amp envelope. We're aiming for a tick or a short air puff, not a sustained shhhhh. Attack super fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Sustain basically off. Release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. Now program the rhythm. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and place hits in a syncopated rolling pattern. Try to sequence. On 1.1, then 1.1.3, then 1.2.2, then 1.3, then 1.3.3, then 1.4.2. Accent the hits on 1.1 and 1.3 with higher velocity and keep the others a bit lower. Teacher tip. Don't think of velocity as volume. Think of velocity as character. We're going to use it as a way to make some hits brighter and more forward, and some hits darker and tucked in. Next, add movement so it feels alive but still repeatable. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to band pass 12 dB. Sweepable, resonant, and classy. Put the frequency somewhere between 2.2 and 6 kHz. Bring the resonance up, maybe 0.7 to 1.1. Turn on the LFO. Keep the amount modest, around 10 to 25%. Set the rate to 1/8, and definitely try 3/16 if you want that junglish lilt. Now add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. This is peak discipline. Air ticks create annoying micro peaks that steal limiter headroom later. Soft clipping early keeps it controlled and loudness friendly without you having to squash it later. Then add utility and widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%. But be careful. Wide is fun until you hit mono and the whole identity disappears. A great DNB-friendly strategy is, keep the first 30 to 60 milliseconds mostly mono and only widen the sustain. If you want to get fancy, you can do that by splitting transient and tail to separate chains later, but for now just don't go crazy with width. Optional advanced sauce, instead of pure utility width, add simple delay for micro stereo. Set left around 12 to 20 milliseconds, right around 18 to 28 milliseconds. Feedback at 0, dry/wet 10 to 25%. High pass the delayed part above 4 to 6 kHz so you're widening only the air band, not the mid-range, that needs to stay stable. Once it feels good, print it. Freeze and flatten, or resample it into FX AIR. Trim it to exactly 1 bar. Add tiny fade so it clicks cleanly. The goal is, it loops perfectly and feels like it belongs with your hats, not like it's trying to replace them. Step 2. The impact motif. Transient plus tonal tag. This is the stamp. It can happen every bar quietly, and then every 4 or 8 bars you let it pop a little harder as a phrase marker. On the FX Impact audio track, Add an audio effect rack and name it Impact Motif Rack. We'll build three chains. First chain, click or transient. Pick a super short sound source, rimshot, fully click, a tight snare offcut, something under 80 milliseconds. Then add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 10 to 25%, and push transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 35. Add EQ 8 after it, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more read, do a small lift around 3 to 7k Hz. Second chain, tonal stab, add simpler in one shot mode. Load a short stab, a tiny re-stab, synth stab, chord hit, whatever fits your track key. Turn snap on, and use a small fade in like 2 to 5 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Tune it to the key, even if it's subtle. Then add auto filter, low pass 12 dB, around 1.5 to 4k Hz so it sits behind the drums instead of fighting the snare crack. Third chain, noise tick or texture. This can be a short noise burst, a vinyl tick, a glitchy speck. Add redux very sparingly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, bit depth 8 to 12. Then EQ it thin and bright so it doesn't fill the midrange. Now glue the rack output. Add a limiter at the end with a ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, just catching peaks, not crushing. And remind yourself, impacts should not mess with sub. Keep low content out of it. Now program the placement. A classic move is a quiet hit on 1.1 so it feels like a bar marker, and then a stronger little tag at 1.4.3 as a pickup into the next bar. That 1.4.3 spot is a real DNB sweet spot, because it gives forward motion without stepping on the snare. And here's a coach note that matters. Treat this motif like a logo, not a fill. A quick test is to mute drums for a second. Your motif should still sound intentional, like yes, that's part of the track. But when the drums come back, it should snap back into support mode. If it stays the main event, it's too big or too frequent. Step 3. The tail motif. Controlled space without washing out. We're not doing long dreamy reverb tails here. In rolling DNB, long tails smear groove, cloud the snare body, and steal energy. So we're doing a send-only tail with gating. Create a return track named RFX tail. Add hybrid reverb. Use algorithm mode first. Choose a small to medium size. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the transient stays clean and the tail sits behind it. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 7 to 11 kHz to control fizz. After hybrid reverb, add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted if you want it to roll a little more. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Now the secret sauce. Gate. Put gate after echo. Set the threshold so the tail only opens when the motif hits. Use a fast return, and set release around 80 to 220 milliseconds. The gate makes the space rhythmic and controlled. You get depth without the soup. Add EQ 8 last and notch any harsh resonances, often around 3 to 5 kHz. Now send to it. From FX Air and FX Impact, send small amounts, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB. Small moves here go a long way. Then, to make it one bar repeatable, resample the return into FX tail. Trim to exactly one bar. Crossfade the end so it loops seamlessly. That printed tail becomes part of your motif DNA instead of being a constantly changing reverb state. Optional identity stamp. Add resonators subtly after your air or impact chain. Keep dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Tune one resonator to the root and another to the fifth, or root and minor third for darker music. High pass before resonators around 400 to 800 Hz so you don't accidentally add body mod. This creates a barely there tonal fingerprint that's insanely memorable over time. Now step 4. Make it feel like your motif. Macros and controlled variation. Inside the FX motif group, add an audio effect rack to act as a macro controller. Map macro 1 to the air filter frequency. Macro 2 to air LFO amount. Macro 3 to impact tone level. Macro 4 to impact pitch, like simpler transpose. Macro 5 to tail send amount. Macro 6 to tailgate release. Macro 7 to width on the air layer. Macro 8 to saturation drive. Now a critical DNB rule. Keep the rhythm mostly identical and change one parameter per 8 bars. Not 5 things at once. One change per phrase. That's how you keep identity while avoiding ear fatigue. If you want an advanced workflow, make 4 versions of the same one bar motif. A is baseline. B is slightly brighter, like filter open a couple kHz. C is a pitch flip on one hit, like plus 2 semitones for a single stab. D is a tail accent, longer gate release but only on the last hit. Then deploy them across 8 bars like AABA, then ACD. It tells a micro story without losing the logo. Another advanced trick, micro timing swing without the groove pool. Nudge just one hit, push an offbeat, tick 6 to 12 milliseconds late, or pull a pickup hit 6 milliseconds early. The drums stay tight, but your motif gains a human signature. Now step 5, arrangement placement. This is where motifs become section stitching. In the intro or break, the motif can be exposed. A bit louder, more tail. In the build, tighten it. Shorter tail, more high pass, more disciplined. In the drop, keep it subtle but constant. And every 8 bars, do a highlight version. An extra impact, a tiny pitch blip, or a tail accent for 2 bars. Here's a concrete plan you can copy. Bars 1 to 8 of the drop. Motif around minus 12 dB. Bars 9 to 16, same motif but open the filter slightly. Bars 17 to 24, add a second tiny ghost hit at 1.2.3. Bars 25 to 32, stronger tail for the last 2 bars to signal a change. And one more pro arrangement move. Use automation snapshots instead of smooth curves. Hard steps at phrase boundaries keep the motif consistent within a phrase, then it changes outfit cleanly on the marker. In fast music, constant modulation just becomes blur. Quick list of common mistakes to avoid as you build. If your motif is the first thing you hear, it's too loud. It should be felt more than heard. If it has too much low mid, like 200 to 600 HC, it will cloud the snare and bass harmonics. If your LFO is wild and random, it stops being identity and becomes noise. If it's super wide all the time, it might collapse in mono or on a club PA. And if you rely on long reverb, your groove will smear. Date it, shorten it, or print and control it. Before we wrap, here's a mini exercise you should actually do. Make a 32-bar drop loop, drums and bass. Build one 1-bar motif using the 3-layer approach. Place it every bar at a low level and every 4th bar as a stronger tag. Then make 2 variations. Variation A, filter open slightly and tail is shorter. Variation B, pitch up 1 or 2 semitones on the tonal stab in the last 8 bars. Bounce a quick export and check it on laptop speakers, then in mono. The goal is that the motif still reads as a brand marker even when it's quiet, and it doesn't do anything weird when collapsed to mono. Recap, a 1-bar FX motif is a repeatable identity hook in DNB. Small, tight, and consistent. Build it in layers. Air for rhythm, impact for the tag, tail for controlled space. Use stock Ableton tools. Print to audio so it loops perfectly, and vary it with discipline, one change per phrase. If you tell me your subgenre and a reference track, you can design the motif rhythm to sit in the exact pocket your snare and bass leave open. This audio version is shortened for playback.